Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Welcome, fellow baby boomers. It's that time again for the podcast that's all about you. Or should I say us? It's another day above ground, and it's all about baby boomers. We're going to tell you the things we like, the things we don't like, and the things we have to look forward to. And in order to do that, I need my two baby boomer consultants with me. First of all, from the great state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, radio stations all across America are refusing to play Baby It's Cold Outside because apparently it promotes climate denialism.
And that's funny because I just read that article today. But they're not playing it because of some of the lyrics that they say were kind of racy. But so, yeah, you're going to have to hum your own tune of Baby It's Cold Outside. And I don't know how cold it is where you are, Carolyn, up in Denver, Colorado. Please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
It is kind of chilly, and my friends who have kids call Baby It's Cold Outside the date rape song. So it's...
That's what the article said. You know, it's about, you know, what's in this drink and take off your pants. I never heard those lyrics. I listened to it. Well, do you have anything to start with, Carolyn?
I had one of those weekends of Christmas merriment. On Friday night, I went and saw the lights, and then on Saturday night, I went to a Christmas party, and then on Sunday, I went to a Broncos party, and it was a party because the Broncos won, so
I'm in a
festive kind of mood.
And today, I believe, is the second day of Hanukkah, the holiday that's spelled 12 different ways. And
eight different ways and one special one, right? One for each candle.
Yeah, there you go. The best description of it I saw online one time. Imagine if your cell phone was down to one bar, but you could make calls for 8 days. That's Hanukkah.
When Hanukkah and Verizon team up, it's the Verizon miracle.
I actually did a search for Hanukkah songs in my iTunes library, and all I got was Chaka Khan.
It's that CH. That's what throws it all off. Well, I have a bit of an announcement to start this show with. I have lived a full life. I have done many things, met many people, traveled all over the world. But this is something that I have never been able to say before. And I'm sure that many baby boomers out there will agree with me. But next year, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Oh
yeah, just found out. It is so cool. Yeah, my daughter and her husband are going to have their first child, and already I'm starting to buy stuff, you know.
Oh, Dale, congratulations. That is fantastic. I mean, I know we've been talking about it for years, and
yeah,
your daughter finally got on board. Good for you.
It's all the joy of having a kid, but when you get tired of it, you can say, okay, take it home.
Exactly. It's like she brings her dog over here, and it's fun for a day, then take him home. It's great. You know? It's really cool.
No 3 a.m. feedings.
So I'm joining the ranks of many baby boomers, and which leads me to our first topic is that baby boomers, apparently they don't want to be known anymore as seniors or senior citizens. You know, I relish.
Well, of course not. The seniors are my parents.
Well, but when we were in high school, being a senior, that was the best, you know. But they prefer to be called perennials, which I don't get that. A perennial is something that comes back year after year. You're not going to come back every year if you're a baby boomer.
Well, no. It just blooms once a year, which is about as often as I do it at this point.
But they prefer new terms such as vintage. I don't really want to be known as vintage.
I don't want to be an Oldsmobile. Sorry.
Exactly. That applies to wine, you know, or golden ager.
Uh-uh.
And I prefer to stick with the classics. You know, Geezer is good, Gummer, Old Fart, Fuddy Duddy, and Dinosaur. Those are what I like to be called. So, but apparently, the new baby boomers are looking for something else to describe themselves. Carolyn, what would you call yourself instead of a baby boomer?
An un-teenager?
A senior teen. There you go.
A senior teen. I'll take that.
I like middle age, but when I multiply by two, the math doesn't quite work out.
Yeah, really. maybe according to biblical standards when they lived to 900 years old, but not now. We're talking about the things, you know, since we're all baby boomers, some of the stuff that we remember from when we were growing up is not here anymore, and that's very sad, you know? As I was putting up the Christmas tree, which is pre-lit, and it features LED lights and everything, I said, wow, I miss the old real live trees where the needles would stick right into your hand and the bulbs were so hot that they set it on fire. But do you realize F.W. Woolworth? Remember going to that as a kid? It's not here anymore. It's disappeared. And it was like
Not only did I enjoy shopping there, I liked the diner.
Yes.
It's the Woolworth diner was always, and that followed them at least into the 70s. They still had a Woolworth diner,
right?
At the one by where I grew up.
I went to one once with my grandmother, and it was my grandmother, and she liked their coffee. I remember being there, and we had coffee and a piece of apple pie at the Woolworth Diner. It's the only time I ever went there, but it was probably in the late 60s, and I was pretty happy. It's sad it's gone.
And it's, yeah. Yeah. And as your grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother's gone too. I miss her too. Yeah, things that aren't around anymore. My grandmother, and she was amazing. You guys would have loved her.
We never called it Woolworths. We always called it the dime store. I'm going down to the dime store. And you don't hear that anymore either. There are no more, 5 and 10 cent stores.
No, but there's dime stores if you drive through Chicago.
they're all on the street corners.
Any corner, yeah. Any corner on a numbered street, you're going to find a dime store.
There was actually a store called the Five and Dime. It wasn't a Woolworths. It was a little store, and it was in this little strip shopping center right near where I lived, and they had all the stuff you can find now in the dollar store, right? So that's how things have changed. It was the Five and Dime,
now it's
a dollar store.
Yeah, it's inflation.
Yeah.
And actually, now it's $1 and $5 if you've been there lately. It's not all.
Oh, really?
Because you can't. Yeah. You can't get much for a dollar anymore.
It's, oh, wow.
Have you noticed, though, those dollar stores smell exactly like the dime stores? I don't know what it is in there. I have no idea what it is in there, but it smells exactly the same.
It's Chinese-made plastics. They all smell the same.
China didn't have plastic when we were a kid.
We were still carving
stuff out of ivory.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Well, which is another thing that's disappearing, elephants. But here, Oldsmobile. Oldsmobile is gone. There, you can't buy an Oldsmobile. Grape nuts. I love grape nuts. They're gone. You can't get them anymore. That was the best. Who was the guy that used to chew on tree branches? That
Yule Gibbons,
yeah.
He died of natural causes.
Yeah, because they quit making grape nuts. That'll do it to you. What a Borders, books and music, they're gone. They didn't see.
Who wants grape nuts anyway? I want papaya nuts.
Isn't grape nuts just granola without the pecans or something? Isn't grape nuts just like pre-granola? They should just repackage it and call it pre-granola.
Well, I just figured it was the nut out of the grape. I don't know. I never was into botany. DeLorean motor cars. You've never been able to buy those, but now I guess you can't buy them at all. They went into bankruptcy. Let's see.
They went into bankruptcy 30 years ago. How old is this article, Dale?
Coke Zero is on its way out. There we go. Soon to join the new Coke. Now, that was a good idea, too. But and finally, Wheaties. Wheaties is no more. My dad used to eat Wheaties every day. It was the breakfast of champions, and you'd put all the sports pictures on there, and now no more Wheaties.
Well, there's no more Kris Jenner either. So Kylie
Jenner. No more what?
Kris Jenner. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner's.
Jenner.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, right. Try. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're not going to put Caitlyn Jenner on the box, so the box has got to go away.
And Caitlyn Jenner also is missing grape nuts. So, you know, there you go. All ties in.
I think the problem was they put Phelps on the cover and everyone was calling it Wheaties.
Well, the millennials, you know, we love them, we hate them, but, you know, they're still on our lawn and we want them the hell off. And apparently millennial men are not He-Men anymore. They're
speaking of grape nuts.
Speaking of grape nuts, yes, they wouldn't eat grape nuts unless they were in a smoothie. But they don't envision, you know, themselves as a John Wayne anymore. They value selflessness, social engagement, and health. And you know, this country's ready to be taken over. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a Canadian article, though.
It's a Canadian article. Yeah, that's why they're ready to be taken over at any given time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Canada has never quite had a problem with masculinity.
No, they're too busy apologizing for everything.
There was a game I remember playing once. It was you'd name a celebrity and you'd have to guess whether he was gay or Canadian.
Wow, that's a good game, actually. Well, you know, what would be Justin Bieber? Well, he got married, so he took that off the table. But
Yep. Jim Carrey, gay or Canadian?
Ooh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one. I'd have to go with, I don't know, I guess I'd go with Canadian on Jim Carrey.
Mike Myers?
Mike Myers is, I don't know, he is Canadian, but you never know.
He might be both.
Liberace. All right. You know, we talk about technology a lot because, you know, we really don't like it. You know, I'm sorry, but I miss rotary dial phones. You know, I miss a lot of things that we used to. I miss my pager. Back in the 90s, I had a pager. And if you had to get a hold of me, you dialed that number, and your number came up on the pager, and I called you back. And then as soon as we got smartphones, they all disappeared. But in Japan, they're finally ending their last pager service after 50 years. So far, you know, there's only like about 1,500 people in Japan that have pagers. So I don't understand it. You know, they kind of like almost invented the smartphone. At least they make them all, and they still got pagers.
The most interesting thing of the article for me was that they have not made a new pager in 20 years. Is those 1,500 people are all using 20-year-old equipment.
Which still works, apparently. And how do you find that nowadays, you know?
Oh, it always works. The first computer I have works as good as it did on the day I got it. The software won't fit on it anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to find a 3.5-inch floppy disk. You
know? Is it time to admit stuff that we still own that's at least 20 years old? Because I still have my first cassette Walkman, and it still plays. And I still have cassettes. I have a whole box in the other room of cassettes and record albums, and I like the sound of them, so I'm not getting rid of the players.
Wow! Yeah, you should price that cassette Walkman on eBay. I have a feeling that you've got that it's worth a lot of money, especially after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was there a Walkman in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. That was a central theme of it. Was he keeps having to go back to get his Walkman because somebody steals it, and he just has one tape in it that his mom made before she died.
Aww.
And that's pretty much the soundtrack for the movie. So it's she made him a mixtape,
which nobody does anymore. You know.
Well, how many people do you know that have tapes from their old answering machines because they have messages from people who are no longer here, so they're holding on to the tapes from the answering machine? All of my friends have that. And we don't have answering machines anymore. Yeah.
But the people that have passed, they hold on to their message?
Oh, I have a whole bunch of messages from people who are dead. So when I really miss them, I play them.
Wow. Well, that's new to me. I never would have thought
of
that.
I promise to hold on to this for you, Dale.
Put me on an 8-track. Yeah.
Do the cassettes fit in the Walkman, or do you have to have one of those mini?
Yeah, no, it wasn't the micro.
It's a real old
answering machine. Yeah, this was the original one.
It's like a Radio Shack model.
Of course, Radio Shack, another store that's gone.
There you go.
Yeah, they tried to rebrand it as the Shack, and then people thought it was the Burger Shack, and it just didn't work.
And finally, they just called it, come in and get your free battery. And, it didn't really sell either. But speaking of technology with the pager thing, as baby boomers travel more and go to more airports and exotic places, we got to watch out from people that want to steal all the information we're carting around with us on our phones. Because if you open up your phone on the internet or such in the airport where it says free Wi-Fi, you never know where that free Wi-Fi is coming from. And it could be, the guy sitting next to you who tapped into a signal. So you've got to be very careful about allowing people to get access to your information. One of the things is change your password often. And I have a tip for that. I speak a foreign language, and so all of my passwords are in German. So maybe over in Germany they can figure it out. But Farfignugen, you try and even spell that, you don't know.
Eins. So your password is eins deinst.
Eins zwei drei vier. And if you speak German,
their password.
If you speak German, here's my favorite joke to tell while you're over there. What comes between fear and sex? Fimpf. Fear is the German word for four, sex is for six, and fimpf is five.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's real funny if you tell it in Germany.
We got that, Dale. We're boomers, not senile.
And then they said, look for if you get something where you're sharing a password but Wi-Fi, make sure that the website that you're going to begins with HTTPS, which is the security, and it should have a little lock symbol next to it. So if you're doing your banking or anything, you don't accidentally want to put your bank in or your money in a Nigerian bank.
Well, here's what I do, and I think the reason why airports are particularly vulnerable is that you have to get there an hour and a half before, and it doesn't always take you an hour and a half to get up to the boarding gate.
Right.
So you're pretty much going to have an hour to kill. And most people pull out their laptop and start working on their laptop.
Right.
And that's why it's an excellent place to snag passwords and that. So what I always do, I refuse, even if it's an airport that does have free Wi-Fi, because a few airports around the country do, I will not use it. I never use the airport Wi-Fi. I never pay for the airport Wi-Fi because of that reason. It's a prime location because people have their laptops open. What I always do is I take out my phone and turn on the personal hotspot, because then you're using the internet from your phone linking directly to your mobile carrier. And there's absolutely no chance of being intercepted, because what they do is they basically that's what they do. But then they put out a Wi-Fi signal that says airport free Wi-Fi, and then everything you type, and I don't even know if the S symbol, I don't even know if that protects you, because everything's now going through their computer into the Wi-Fi. So everything you do, is going to be received by their computer. So I suggest use the personal hotspot if you.
I have a baby boomer stupid question then. So if I'm not typing in, like all my computer stores all my passwords, right? So it doesn't type them in. Does that automatically go to their, like if I'm using some shady Wi-Fi hotspot, can they get it if it's automatically going through my computer anyway?
I would say it's a good possibility, yeah, because even though your computers are all stored in your mm-hmm. browser, they're still getting sent to the site.
Oh, man.
It isn't the site that remembers them. So if you're on a Wi-Fi, your computer is going to, your password is going to be revealed. Whether or not it's, encrypted, That I don't know. It might be encrypted so that it won't be able to be intercepted, but I think there's a good chance it could be.
Wow. And then there's all of this to worry about, right? Did you hear about Marriott last week where they announced that 500 million people since 2014? I mean, I stay there all the time. I'm an elite person at Marriott. So they say now that they have the password, they have the bank account number, they have my birthday, right? Because you need all that stuff at some point. When if you go international, they need your birth date. I mean, this
and your passport
and your
number if you go international.
That's right. That's right. They have all that in the system. I don't. This is just stupid.
They're changing the number, the name of their company to Aerolot.
Oh man!
See,
you're talking about
you won't find that happening at a Motel 6. I'm just saying. You know.
What are you gonna steal from somebody staying at a Motel 6? No offense, but really,
here's something disturbing that I noticed when you go on the Wi-Fi at the Marriott. You can actually, if you look down into connected servers, you can see other people's computers that are hooked
yes.
in.
Yes.
Have you ever gone on somebody's computer?
I've avoided it, but you can get on somebody's computer if you see it on the little sign there, on the little thing that pops up on your phone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I actually did once. It was a basketball coach. It was a NBA basketball coach was. And I know that the level of Marriott, I realized later that it's the entire Marriott system. It's not just the hotel you're staying at, because I guarantee he was not staying at the level of Marriott that I was at. But yeah. I forget the guy's name, but I know it was he had his name on his computer, and I looked into his public folder, and he had footage. He had game clips.
Oh, wow.
So I knew it was definitely him.
If you were a rival coach, you could steal all the plays.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Marriott, that last week where I was complaining because they gave up on room service, and now they're giving up on all of our secret messages. And so, once again, you know, please be careful when you travel.
Let's just cross Marriott off this potential sponsor list right now, I guess. I think when you diss them for two podcasts in a row, that's...
Westons are wonderful.
But the people that are going to leave the light on for us are still interested.
Oh, so, yeah.
And while I'm griping about Marriott, because I do stay at Marriott a lot, their coffee is horrible.
Oh, those little pod things in the room that you put in that little teeny coffee
Oh,
maker?
Not just that. They have coffee in the lobby. They have coffee. They have hot coffee in the lobby that you can go to the lobby and get hot coffee. And I wondered, why is it so awful? And I realized it's like, oh, yeah. It's owned by Mormons.
What?
I'm sorry. It's what?
Marriott is owned. Marriott's the Marriott's a Mormon.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh yeah. Yes. I wonder if there's even caffeine in that coffee.
Exactly. He doesn't know good coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't. People complain. People complain. They say, you know, your coffee's awful. It's like, ha, you shouldn't be drinking it anyway.
Well, your beer's no better, let me tell you that. Well, we have a lot more to discuss, but folks, you're going to have to join us next week to learn about that, because we have just about run out of time for this podcast. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you learned some stuff, especially Tim's tip about the personal hotspot on your phone. That can save you a lot of problems, and we appreciate it. If you have any questions or you'd like to get in touch with us, you can visit our website, which is anotherdayaboveground.com. So that said, Tim, you got a big gig coming up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, catch me this weekend in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
All right.
Saturday, three big shows.
Carolyn,
Kenosha Comedy Club.
Where can we catch you?
Well, if you come by my house, I'll make you a pumpkin cake. How's that?
All right, and I'm going to go and figure out what I need to do as a grandfather. I'm just thrilled that I have somebody to teach pull my finger, because that's going to be the best. That said, my friends, remember, every day you get up is a good day, because it's another day above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.